These two come together, they make so much magic. Rolene alongside Nasty C with SMA, Send Me Away, 1545 on the UJFM Drive. I also gave you some Nicki Minaj with Chun Li, and that start of that three-way play was Post Malone with Better Now. I trust you're having yourself an absolutely amazing afternoon. Thank you so much for choosing us to be driving you home, and we're definitely going to make it worthwhile. In the next hour, we'll be giving you the chance to, of course, choose your favorite song that you're driving home with. And I know that's everyone's favorite part of the show, so you need to stay tuned for that. But right now, however, we play a game to find out which celebrity has a birthday today. It's very simple. I give them three clues, and they need to guess which celebrity it is. Hope needs to get today right so that he gets above average, you know. So at least he also gets that 76%.
But above average. Right?
For the past 3 days,
he's only gotten 2 out of 5. Today's 5, so if he gets 3 out of 5, it's above average. If he stays, if it's 2.5, he's average, mediocre.
Yeah, or so 15%. Today I'll see if you are on my side or against me.
Hope, yeah. So much pressure. Say,
yeah.
Hope.
So you must make sure. Person. Yeah, you must make sure what, like, whoever you chose today is somebody that I would know.
Let's see. Why must I make sure? And then it means I'm not for you if you don't have any general knowledge.
No.
It means you're against progress. That's what it means.
It means I'm against you. If you get it right, it means that I'm against you educating yourself and picking up a newspaper.
No.
Every now and then.
If you make me get it right, you actually helping me. Like, you're doing 50% of my job, and that's okay, because we need to work together.
She's against progress and against.
Yeah, exactly. We need to work together.
I'm not sure about that.
You know what, Hope? I'm okay with anything. I'm just okay with you thinking anything at this point.
Wow.
I just want you to get it right.
Thank you.
From the bottom of my heart, I am for you, but I'm also for you knowing stuff. You know?
Yeah, I do know stuff, but sometimes it gets tricky.
Anyone except for sports. Sports, there's no one from sports that you didn't know, dude. From the start of this game, there's no one you didn't get. But everybody else, movie stars, Carfella, don't get them. It's like you're not interested.
Here's the thing with movie stars. Now, like, if you mention somebody who hasn't been relevant for like the past 10 years, then it's not easy for me to know them. Because here's the thing with movies. Like, I don't watch like a lot of movies. I only watch like a lot of stand-up comedy and all that. Yeah, so if you mention those...
I guess to each their own. But now I'm really proud to say, yeah, it's true, Shem. You haven't gotten not even one wrong in the sports department. So at least you know your business. But you don't compromise, because that's all you know. And you're like, I don't... everything else, I don't care.
Yeah, you're prolonging it.
Like, don't care.
You want to forget about our deal. So please, let's get on whose birthday it is today.
Let's get on with it. So the first clue is she is an American actress.
Okay.
She's best known for her performance in Monsters Ball.
Dominique.
The third one is, there was a song about her, and it goes, ne 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 ne. Ne 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 ne.
I only know the first clue.
Ne 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 ne. You don't know it.
I hope I get it right. I think I only know the first clue.
Okay, what's the first clue, Dominique?
Is it Halle Berry?
Halle Berry. Okay. Yes. So it's Halle Berry's birthday today, ladies and gents. The song was called Halle Berry.
Okay.
It was subtitled.
Mosa.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you're against me. Of all Halle Berry famous movies you could have mentioned, you mentioned the one that you knew very well.
Who doesn't know Monsters Ball?
No, that one I don't like. You could have mentioned what's the other one? Yeah, and
you watched X-Men?
What was the other one?
She's Storm on X-Men.
The one with Kevin Hart. What now? Like the movie that they do before the stand-up.
Guys, Monsters Ball is the most famous movie she's acted in.
X-Men, those are the movies I watched.
When was the movie released?
Dude, that movie. Well, it is pretty old. It is a little bit, just a tad.
Maybe 5, 6 years.
Oh, I should have said, Hope, would you have guessed it right if I said, okay, so she was once with ex-spouse was Eric Benet.
Would you have gotten
it? Would you have gotten it if I said that? If I said her, if I said her mother is Judith Ann, would you have got it if I said that?
I wouldn't have got it. But
if I say one of she suffers from mental health and depression for feeling she's not good enough, would you have got that? Imagine Hailey Berry.
So I wouldn't have.
But also, but Hailey Berry, the hottest, she was once deemed the hottest woman in the world.
If you said that. Yeah.
Would you have got it?
But that's the hottest woman in the world.
Yeah, but she is still deemed the most beautiful woman in the world. And they say she's got the most amazing brown eyes in the world. And I believe it.
How old is she turning?
She is turning, 54. Hailey Berry. She doesn't look a day. She doesn't look a day over 40.
She's still hot.
She's still hot. Let's check out what this day in history has for us. So in this day in history, in 1989, former President P.W. Botha resigns.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure. This was a tough.
Who was here amongst us?
Which year?
1989.
Who was?
No, I definitely wasn't.
I was. I was born that year. 1989.
Okay. I wasn't there.
This was literally 30 years ago.
So when was your birthday?
November.
Okay, so it was before you were born.
You were not born.
Really? Sorry. Yeah. Mathematics, Dominique. Mathematics.
You just were like, no. No,
I wanted to check if any of us was actually here alive.
And August.
Yeah, so I was born 3 months.
August 14.
Yeah,
you were 3 months.
3 months.
You were not. None of us were here. Yeah.
You were actually born 2 months after that if you were born in November.
Mm.
Yeah. Hmm. Matt is not on your side today.
just.
All right.
Yeah. It was a difficult month because I think this is the same month where Nelson Mandela was also arrested. Remember when I did in history? And then Winnie Mandela also appeared in court and then he resigned. So, yeah.
It was very difficult. But also there were some great things that came out in other parts of the world. But for South Africa, it was really a tough time.
Yeah.
A difficult month in different years, because even if it was the same month as Nelson Mandela getting arrested, what was the year? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, let's check it out. What's happening in sports?
All right. So, in 2018, on this day, Orlando Pirates fans... Okay, myself, I was having chest pains because Kaizer Chiefs jersey, the 2018 and 2019 season playing jersey receives international critical acclaim after it was voted. She's just making it worse.
I know this is gonna be a long
Like after receiving international critical acclaim, after it was voted as the world's best kit by UK-based football magazine 442. So the acknowledgement has seen a rise in the demand for the Amakhosi jersey globally. So it beat teams like Chelsea, PSG and Juventus for the number one spot in 442's rankings for this season of top 20s football jerseys.
Amazing stuff.
It looks.
I just remember there was a year when people were like, "Yo, Kaizer Chiefs, I want the jersey." I don't remember how it looks. Like.
I need you to show it to me so that I can also maybe tell our listener, just in case they haven't seen it. So if you're thinking about what color this jersey is, it's all yellow. It's got a huge Nike look. It got international acclaim. So just close your eyes and try and be with me here. It's not Ele Yabona that they had with the zebras. It's not that one, but it's also got those lions and Garakidi zebra vibes going on at the bottom. It's got, obviously they were sponsored by a cellular network, so the cellular network logo is huge in the middle, and then you've got the Kaizer Chiefs logo, and then I think there were also another cellular network, which is so amazing, on top of that was also sponsoring them, and a huge Nike tick, the Just Do It tick. Look, for me, it's really mediocre. I don't think it would be, it would be the best thing in the world. Maybe at that time,
at
that time it was. Because I know I've seen some Pirates kits that are, I'm not Pirates, I'm Kaizer Chiefs. Hmm. That could be international, also just get international recognition.
Well, I mean, it's Nike, Nike, it's more popular than Adidas. So, normally when Nike does something very great on that year, they make sure that everybody feels
knows.
It, you understand?
And it's so also hugely international.
Yeah,
Nike is very international. And and I think what's also really important is that they don't sponsor a lot of soccer teams. Mm. And when they do, they make sure.
Yeah, but look at that controversy.
Hey, Nike! I wouldn't be surprised if they went and bought that story to say this day in history, Kaiser Chiefs won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But nonetheless, well done to them, even though... Yeah,
it's better than the zebra one. I didn't like the zebra one.
It really was great. Yeah. What do you have in news?
So today in history was a sad day and very disappointing for Sean Abrahams and Mxolisi Ncwasana. I'll explain. So because today in 2018 the Concord ruled that his appointment as National Prosecuting Authority head was unconstitutional. So for someone who does not understand what the NPA is, it's an organization that ensures that perpetrators of crime are charged and held responsible for the criminal action. So he was appointed by President... So Mxolisi Ncwasana was appointed by President... I'm sorry, Sean Abrahams was appointed by Jacob Zuma, right? Because Bakipe Mxolisi Ncwasana, I don't know if you remember him at the time. Mm-hmm. So they took out him, put Sean Abrahams back on. So the court ruled that your appointment is invalid and that you should leave. Subsequently, Ramaphosa was given 90 days to appoint a new NPA head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the story. Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
The NPA officials are appointed by the ruling party.
The NPA is supposed to be an independent body.
Yeah.
So this was a time when politics was really had its claws in everything. The Jacob Zuma time, and he was just gung-ho on having Sean Abrahams there and removing Mxolisi Ncwasana because he's not for criminal justice.
Also it's exactly what's happening right now with regards to the ANC hiring their own hiring their own people from within the within the party to investigate corruption cases within the party. So they've always wanted to sort of hide, and we were speaking about this with Hope yesterday, sort of hide what is going on and not make it public knowledge with regards to all the corruption that is going on in that party. So of course they want to know who is the head of the NPA because they need to be buying those investigations. Those investigations shouldn't be going away from home.
And actually, when Mxolisi Ncwasana was removed, he was also requested to pay 10 million rand because apparently Jacob Zuma paid him 10 million rand to remove him from that position.
Someone else.
Sean Abrahams.
But is this a fact? Do we know this? Is this fact or is it speculation?
This ruling was made in the Concord.
So the ruling was made, but with regards to Jacob Zuma giving him 10 million,
that was also made.
Is that a fact?
That was also made in
court. Because let's not just be saying things without
things
a backup.
Things that I'm saying right now also made in court. The Constitutional Court also ruled that Ncwasana must pay back the 10 million rand he received according to the statement with Zuma in which he agreed to leave the office. So this was a rule made because of investigations that were done.
Imagine being paid to leave the job that you're doing.
And it's just so scary. We see how corruption has been, the light has been shined on corruption right now. But we don't take a second to think maybe it has always been happening. It's just that we've switched on the lights now. And, everything that they're doing now is out in the open.
It's funny that they're saying now COVID-19, ANC corrupt. I'm like, no, they've always been corrupt.
Yeah.
It's just showed how corrupt they are.
Absolutely.
Let's give credit to independent media because if it wasn't for independent media, we wouldn't be getting news like this. You understand?
Yeah, because we've also got the censorship law. Yeah.
You see?
Also, they not only do they run the NPA, but they also run the media and they run what goes out to the media and they... Oh, guys, but politics is a story for another day. You know what they always say? Don't talk politics, religion. Don't talk politics, religion or anything because everyone is always going to disagree in that and you don't we all have different beliefs and belief systems and things that we believe in, so we'll park it there just in case we are offending someone that is hectically into the ANC. We're just telling you we're just telling you what this day in history is really. We're not imposing anything on anyone. Taking it right back to the beginning of this day in history, here is a song by I don't know if you know. Do you know Hurricane Chris Hope?
Harrison Crump.
Harrison, Hurricane Chris.
No.
Okay. So this happy birthday, Halle Berry. Happy birthday, Halle Berry. happy birthday, Halle Berry. We're going to play you the song Halle Berry immediately after news.